Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Schaffner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Schaffner. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maynisch moves to third. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague strikes out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bluge moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Spencer moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Porter moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground for a single. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Goldman, who tags Rice trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaffner bunts into center field, out of the reach of West. Schaffner reaches second base with a double. Montague moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Montague tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Schaffner scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin moves to third. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Cronin scores. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West strikes out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Montague hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Montague reaches second base with a double. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer bunts towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Schaffner covering. Safe. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Rice moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Bluch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schaffner strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seeds moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seeds moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Morgan is walked intentionally. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Schaffner covering. Safe. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Spencer reaches third base with a triple. West goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Indians. Dave Harris pinch hits for Carl Fisher. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Harris reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. It's Indians, 4, Senators, 4. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Dave Harris. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer bunts towards the mound. Schaffner fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Appleton now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to third. Rice moves to second. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montague. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Montague steals second. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goldman takes first base on ball 4. Montague moves to third. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Bludge hits a pop-up towards third. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. West steals second. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds strikes out. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 4 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague can't make a play. That's a base hit. Manish scores. It's 5-4, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.